morning, Power Hour Nation. Woo. We got a lot going on. Not only is it raining where Uncle Kevin is, it's raining all over the country. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If I've never met you, hello, nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us. We think it'll be well worth your time. Later today, in the second hour, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com. She's going to be here. That's always a lot of fun. There are patterns to the names, so she says. She calls it nemology. It's pretty fascinating. It's not astrology. It's not witchcraft. There's just patterns to names, so she says. Listen, present your name. Please call in, 844-769-2944. I think you'll have a very good time. Also, in about a half hour, a little less now, Larry Pinkney's going to join us. He is in Minnesota. And obviously he is all over, if you know Larry, he's all over this issue of what's going on. He is tweeting back and forth, different things, trying to keep this discussion on a certain level and not letting it go to, you know, where the media and everybody else and LeBron James wants it to go. He's also a former Black Panther member. I thought it was very interesting. Antifa has, many people sympathetic towards Antifa have used Black Panther quotes to justify their cause. Well, let's talk to one of the founding premier or just about founding members of Black Panther. Let's talk to him, see what he thinks. So we'll clear this up. Larry Pinkney will be here, of course, his perspective. Uncle Kevin is, do we have Uncle Kevin, Todd?
You do. I just got connected.
Oh, there we are.
Man, we're getting a deluge over here. Boy.
Well, good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's another great day in America. I'm doing
absolutely
good.
Absolutely, it is. We're going to do news and then Larry Pinkney.
I'm soaked, though.
Nobody cares, Kev.
I know.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
The country's burning at night.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if you're soaked. The pandemic is being used as a cover for a no-deal Brexit. Mujdabi Rahman, I can't even pronounce the name, has said from the EU Guardian, the vote leaders leaves at the heart of government think the coronavirus crash will disguise the pain caused by a rupture with the cost of those who have followed Brexit closely believe coronavirus would soften the guy. Who wrote this article? My gosh. Maybe they can't write in Britain. This is a terrible story to start with. I can't even read it. Basically, they're saying the pandemic is being used as a cover for the EU, for the Brexit, that's going to provide cover for them. It certainly is providing cover for the economy here. An excuse for the economy. What's the number of unemployed up to now, Kev? At least even the official statistic. Do you know what that number is now in America?
40 million, I think.
I thought it was 50 million. I thought they said 50 million.
You're probably right, 50 million. I was just
That's what the government's telling us, 50 million. Jeremiah Ellison, do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's the son of Keith Ellison's, I think.
That is correct. Jeremiah Ellison, a Minnesota
city
councilman. You do. And son of State Attorney General Keith Ellison. Attorney General Keith Ellison, you know him from Black Lives Matter fame, Democratic fame, Minnesota. You know that story anyway. He is calling for the, quote, dismantling of Minneapolis Police Department following days of nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd. Now, this is not Keith Ellison, but it's his son. It's kind of like Donald Trump when Donald Jr. tweets something. You know darn well when Donald Jr. tweets something like about the communication between Antifa and politicians, you know that Donald Trump Sr. probably is pushing this and trying to say, hey, just put that out there. I don't have to do it. There'll be a level of separation, so you do it.
Yeah.
So this is probably very similar. Minneapolis City Council President Jeremiah Ellison wants to, quote, dismantle the police. Dismantle the police to get rid of police.
That ain't going nowhere, but.
Well, what makes you say that?
We'll see. You know, they might cut it way down, you know, but I don't think they're going to dismantle it. They could.
Well, let's ask Larry Pinkney, because Larry Pinkney's got a much better pulse on this in Minnesota than you do. I can promise you
that's
that.
That's true.
I think he has a different opinion. We'll see. The exact quote, I don't know if we got it here in the article, the exact quote which sent shivers up and down my spine was something to the extent of, we need a new dynamic for public safety. It's kind of like, we need something new for public safety. What does that mean? Robot police?
Chips.
What is that? Chips?
Yeah.
Well, that would be something new.
That would be something new. That story you were just, that runs along with this Garcetti out in California is going to cut the police budget by 150 to 200 million, he says. So that goes along with...
What's his reason? And what's he going to do with the money?
Oh, he's going to give it to the lower income people in the area. So that's not bad.
Do what? Like give it to them?
I don't know. He said, you know, housing and stuff like that. So I think that's a good idea. Police got too much money as it is.
Well, the government's got too much money. It's a terrible idea. Just and give the money back to the people. Anyway, Garcetti.
That's what he said. He ain't going to give it back to the poor. I don't think so. And in New York,
it's talking. The people. They took it from.
Yeah.
Garcetti, he's the son of Garcetti, who was the DA there in L.A.?
I think so,
when the O.J. Simpson trial, right? Yep. Isn't that his son?
I think so. I think you're right.
Boy, it's funny how father-son, we got a lot
father,
of family
son.
It's
like royalty, you know? I thought royalty was only supposed to be over in England. Wrong. It's over here.
Well, certainly familiar ties.
Yeah, the Cuomos.
That's interesting. So he's going to take $100 million, take it away from the police and give it to what, Park? Give it to
low income. You
what
know?
Does that
so,
mean?
I don't know. You know,
I'm tired of hearing that. You know, they always say that. Well, we're going to give it to the poor.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? That means it really goes in his pockets, in his buddy's pockets.
That's what it sounds like.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Interesting. Ex-New York Times reporter accuses Amazon of trying to censor booklet about coronavirus lockdowns. Former New York Times reporter, author Alex Berenson. He said, this is a New York Times reporter. This isn't just any Joe Smo. You know, when you're a New York Times reporter, it's like Lowell Ponte said, you know, the door's open to you.
Oh,
you
boy.
Are,
yeah. They you know, open everything I mean, you, for you.
Right.
You got access to a lot of stuff.
Right. I mean, you're a New York Times reporter. Oh my gosh, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... he wrote a book. He was on Tucker last night, and he says Amazon initially refused to publish his booklet, Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns Part 1. All it is a book, basically. I mean, this is what he's telling me. I didn't read the book, but it's a book about statistics about what really went on, who is really dying, who is claimed to be dying, what was their condition, the region, you know, all those kind of things.
Yeah, I saw it.
Go ahead. What was your impression of it?
Oh, I thought it was really good because Musk came out. He got banned from Amazon. He said he's written 12 books and sold them all on Amazon. So he was shocked when they stopped. You know, said you can't publish here anymore.
Here's his quote. They just sent an email to him saying something like, it didn't conform to their standards. They were encouraging people to use official sources about COVID-19.
I know.
I got a little story for you. So anyway, here's a little saying so you can remember. The official story always protects the officials. Just remember that. The official story.
I like that.
The official story always protects the officials. That's why I hate that word, official, authority. See how it all fits together, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Anyway, Amazon is continuing to censor, and you can see the crucial nature of social media and these internet companies of the discussion in America and how they're able to change things. We've seen this, Democracy Matters, Project Blue Share, and their document about the plan of action. Mm-hmm. They know all this. They understand
this. That's what they've been executing.
Revealed, Philadelphia police prioritized rioters over neighborhood watch. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw allegedly told police to stand down. Philadelphia police have been prioritizing rioters over protecting citizens. What have I told you about 1,000 times on this show, Kev, about police?
Yeah,
they don't work for you.
That's exactly right.
They do, and any police officer who tells you, well, I work for the people, he is ignorant or a liar.
Yep.
And I mean that in the most respectful way possible.
I don't.
Well, I do. There's a lot of good police. I've talked to tons of them. They want to do good. They want to help their communities. They want to, when push comes to shove, He has a job, and it's just like Nazi Germany. They do what the SS tells them to do. And let's push those Jews into those ovens.
That's right.
That's what they tell them to do. And so, well, I'm just following orders. And the police are just following orders. It has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights or their oath, which they take. Nothing. Philadelphia police have been prioritizing what?
Absolutely zero.
Philadelphia police have been prioritizing rioters over protecting citizens, with the police allegedly being told to stand down. Philadelphia was one of the cities that was hit by Black Lives Matter protests and riots over this week, sparked off by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis by a police officer. National Files' Patrick Howley spoke to Zach Real, the organizer of a neighborhood watch group in Philadelphia, who described the situation as being totally chaotic. It's really just been complete and utter chaos here and rioting and looting. After the first couple of days, we expected it to taper off. It just got to the point where we had to stop these people before they were coming into our homes. So what did they do? This is an extremely important story. They got together on a community level. They got bats, batons, whatever. Maybe some of them had guns, and maybe they didn't say about it. I don't know how strict Philadelphia is. But they got bats and batons. What did the government come out and do next? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two go count. What
denounced
was the next
it.
Statement about this situation from the government, Kevin?
Denounced it.
They denounced who? Who? The rioters or the people?
No, the people who wanted to protect themselves.
They denounced the people with a bat who wanted to protect themselves. That's exactly right.
And who didn't know that, right?
Yeah, and
that was not a hard question. That would not that question would not be on Jeopardy.
No, it's too easy. Final Jeopardy question. That's
no, it's too easy.
They denounced it. Said this is unacceptable. We will not accept this here. My God, dear God Almighty.
I hope they do.
Oh my word.
I hope they do the same thing. They're supposedly taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee this weekend. I hope the same people come out and say, you ain't taking it down, buddy.
Where is this at?
In Virginia, you know, our buddy where they had, what's that, the blackface guy?
Oh, Northam?
Northam. Yeah, Northam.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, the one that keeps
the babies comfy.
Yeah,
we're just going to keep the babies comfy.
We'll keep it comfy for a couple of days until we sell the body parts.
Until we can get things lined up with the donors and the money.
Oh, God,
so we make sure the checks clear.
Yeah,
because we wouldn't want to not have the checks clear before we had the body parts sold.
Yeah, what a sick person that guy is. Yeah, so
I don't like to call people. I don't call very many people names.
Okay.
That troll lives under the bridge. I'll certainly call her.
Oh boy,
that Foghorn Leghorn. I'll call him something. Anyway, let's move on. Here's something. Let me go on with the story. FSU, Florida. That's Florida State. Football player says team will boycott workouts after coach's statement.
What do you say?
Now, all right. This is how sensitive millennials are. I had one of my very good friends was a D1 coach. Actually won a national championship. Won a national championship in the sport he coached. National championship.
Okay.
He coached at a very high level, knows about the politics, ended up quitting because of all the back and forth, the BS. And this is exactly what he said. Now, you can take it for what it wants, but this is the kind of millennial's attitude. Here's the situation. A Florida State University football player announced he and his teammates will boycott workouts following first-year coach Mike Norvell's response to the protest over the death of George Floyd, the Minneapolis man who died, blah, blah, blah. In a tweet, defensive tackle Marvin Wilson refuted reporting by The Atlantic that quoted Norvell saying he had individually spoken with every player. He called Northam's claim a lie and said the team was outraged. This is a lie, and me and my teammates as a whole are outraged, and we will not be working out until further notice. Here's what happened. The Atlantic is quoting the coach. I don't know what they quoted and what the coach actually said. They may be two different things. You know, you can say the same thing a lot of different ways and kind of has subtle meaning and changes. He talked to a lot of his players, this coach Norvell. This is what I'm gathering from trying to piece it together. He had talked to a lot of, now you gotta understand there's like 90 players on a team, 95 players on a team. This isn't a basketball team with, 10 or 15 players.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 95. He texted everyone and said, kind of, here's what I feel, you know, didn't say specifically what was in the text. It must have been a great text, or else this would have been highlighted.
It would have been plastered all over.
It would have been plastered everywhere.
Twitter and all that
stuff. It probably was a great text, but
probably.
He talked to many of them and many of the team leaders. Some went back and forth with text, and some he talked to, but he reached out to all of them. Okay, that's not talking to everyone, I get, but it's connecting with everyone.
Right.
So now the team's outraged. Well, that's it. We're boycotting workouts. Really? Over that?
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's millennials now. Yeah. I mean, they're so sensitive.
Yeah.
And we think, you know, this is a school, this outcome-based education.
Yeah.
And outcome-based, let me give you a example of that, because we say this a lot so people understand this and people will get why the schools are so bad. Outcome-based education is this. If I have a question, who is the greatest president in American history? Okay. There's one form of education, outcome-based education, which is what is being done. They want the answer to be, let's just say it's Barack Obama. They want the answer to be Barack Obama.
Correct.
So they will input into the children the information, the perspective. Mm-hmm. They'll talk about his race. They'll talk about what he did coming from nowhere, blah, 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 what he did in the Nobel Peace Prize. So that the children then will spit out, they'll ask the children, who is the greatest president in American history? Well, it's Barack Obama.
Yeah, 30 years later, they're saying the same thing. Yeah.
Right. So it's Barack Obama or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this is outcome-based education. They have something in mind that they want those children to spit out. It's not that they're making the children spit out that statement, but they are engineering them to spit out that statement, which is worse.
Yep.
The other form of education is, well, here's American history, here's what happened, and blah, 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 and facts and different perspectives of the people who live there, and get an overall view so the person can make their own decision and ask Tommy again, okay, who is the greatest president in American history? And they'll say, well, probably George Washington, because he brought the country together and he refused to be a lifelong president and whatever. It's probably George Washington, you know, or whoever. Whoever they want to say. Andrew Jackson.
Whoever they liked.
Whoever they
Andrew Jackson.
But the system does not. They're not looking for an outcome. It's just whoever they want to say. So
that's
who's the greatest president ever? And they say, they engineer them to say an answer, or they let them decide the answer on their own by a holistic approach to education. That's what outcome-based education, that's what these millennials, that's where they are. They've been engineered to act and respond a certain way. It's not that, oh, what do you think? The government's making these people do this way? Well, yes and no. No, they're not putting a Barack Obama in their mouth, but they're engineering them so they know that they'll say Barack Obama, or so they know that they'll now boycott the football team.
Yeah,
because they've engineered them that way.
Yeah, because their feelings are hurt.
You hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
and for all they know, the Atlantic misquoted the coach.
Yeah,
the coach might have said, we reached out that we reached out to everybody and we went back and forth with the team and whatever. That's probably what he said.
Probably.
I mean, maybe he said it. I mean, maybe he tried to make himself look. But I mean, even if he did, he texted every. There's 100 people.
He texted
on the
everybody.
Team. There's 100 people on the team.
Yeah. It's not like there's 10.
Over 100,000 over 1,000 Christians gathered to pray as riots continue across the country. Western Journal. Prayer matters. Prayer means
sure does. Absolutely.
We need it now more than ever. Here's a quote from one of the people. I think a lot of times we tend to be more focused on what we're against as a church when we're really called to be for Jesus and for his ways and not against the world. Okay, let me piggyback on that. I love what he said. Let me tell you what God wants you to be for right now, in my opinion. Now, that's kind of bold or arrogant for me to say that, right? But in my opinion, God wants you to be for the Bill of Rights right now and the Declaration of Independence more than anything politically out there possible, more than anything. He wants you to be for him, for the truth, for who you are, your identity, and for the Declaration of Independence right now. Because the war, this is being turned. I talked to Gerald Celente this morning. I was really moved by a video that he did. And I called, talked to him for a second. And he agrees with me about the Bill of Rights, where we are. He also said something that I agree with, that we have an opportunity now to turn this. You're seeing municipalities, LA, Minnesota, saying, we're going to get rid of police. We're going to defund police. and you think, oh, that's awful. No, it's not. No, it's not. No. That's great. That is great.
Restructure it.
Restructure it. That's great.
Yep.
But let's not have robot police that just answer to public safety. Let's restructure it so the police take honor their oath and understand their oath and follow the Bill of Rights. You see? This is our greatest. This is the greatest opportunity we could possibly have. Put these police and public servants in their place. And if you're a police officer or if you know one and that offends you, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Then you have a problem. You really do. Because if I say police need to know their place and be public servants that they took an oath to be, if that bothers you, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Not me.
You took an oath. Yeah, you took an oath, not me.
Their place is to serve us. The Declaration of Independence is what is government's only purpose? What is government's only purpose, Kevin, according to the Declaration of Independence?
Go.
I know it's raining. You're soaking wet, right?
I am.
Government's only purpose is to secure these rights among these unalienable rights. That's what the Declaration of Independence. That's not my opinion. That's what the America says. That is what is the understood, recognized law in the United States of America. The government's only purpose is to secure
these
rights.
Yeah, protect our rights. That's it.
That's it.
And protect the borders.
Well, that's part of protecting our rights because it protects our inheritance and our property.
Yeah. Did you hear that crazy story out in California where the
National... We're going to get to the other side. We'll talk about it on the other side. We're going to have Larry Pinkney join us. We'll have a
excellent
great conversation here. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Love that bass line. We know it's the end of the week when we hear that bass line, ladies and gentlemen. It's a feel-good broadcast, and we need to smile. We need to feel good with everything that's going on. 877-817-9829 is the Power Mall. We got some great specials. Look, I very rarely do I, am I adamant. I'm begging you. There's certain things I've asked you to support besides the Power Mall, besides us. Very few things that I've really made a plea for you. Please support this. One is CSPOA.org with Sheriff Mack. The other is VetsForChildRescue.org. Those are two things I've asked for you to please get out of your comfort zone and do something to help these people right now, Craig Sawyer and Sheriff Mack. What I'm going to ask you to do now is also very important and kind of goes with part, at least with Sheriff Mack. We have pocket constitutions at the Power Mall. When you order anything, please ask for a pocket constitution and please ask for the little booklet from Sheriff Mack's court case where he defeated the Clinton administration about gun control, and it determined that the chief law enforcement officer in a county is a sheriff, and a sheriff cannot violate his oath in favor of orders given to him. So nobody can give him an order that is against his oath, and he be punished for following his oath. Think about that. What have we been hitting on? What have we been screaming about? We know Washington is lost, or virtually lost, or it's not worth our time to try to fix it. Let's put it that way. On a local level, sheriffs can make the difference, because a sheriff can stop by interposition the writings of James Madison, the writings of Thomas Jefferson from the beginning of this country. We're clear about interposition. What does that mean? That means in your county, if Sheriff Mack was your sheriff and they said, okay, we're doing mandatory vaccines, and they came to your house, then you'd call up, hold on 1 minute, sir. Dling, dling, Sheriff Mack, hello? Yeah. Oh, hi, Dana, how you doing? Well, I got somebody at my door here that's wanting to come in and force me to take this vaccine right here, and I don't want to do it, and I need your help. He says, okay, put him on the phone. So I'll put Sheriff Mack on the phone, and Sheriff Mack would say, excuse me, what's your name, sir? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, I'm Sheriff Mack. I'm the chief law enforcement officer of this county, and I forbid you to go any further on this, and you leave this man alone immediately. You do nothing until I get there. You stay right there. I'm coming right now. I'm in the middle of an investigation, and I think you may have broken the law. If you go further at all, if you go into his house, you pressure him any more until I get there, I will arrest you, I promise you. You stay right there, I'll be right there to straighten this out. That is interposition. That is the power of the sheriff. We don't have to have a revolution. We don't have to get our guns out. We just need a man that honors the Bill of Rights in the position of the sheriff And he can interpose when things that are illegal. And what does that mean? What have I been harping about? What do I want you to have on your refrigerator? The Bill of Rights. When the government does anything for any reason against the Bill of Rights, it is unlawful. It is null and void. That's what the Supreme Court said. Marbury versus Madison. It is null and void. It's lawless. It is like they didn't even give the command. It means nothing. You can refute it. You can fight against it because it is lawlessness. But nobody in Washington seems to understand that. But a sheriff who can interpose for you, now they take the position. They take the battle. And so you're not sitting there on an island by yourself. You see the power of that? This booklet, The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack, please, for the love of God, read that pamphlet and put it in front of people that you know. If you do know the sheriff, if you do know police, if you do know sheriff's deputies, please share it with them and say, I have somebody that wants to talk to you. Call us at the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. And say, hey, I got somebody here. I want you to talk to them, kind of explain this, how they can get some more training on this. It's not, there are sheriffs who are already out here in position to do this. This is not like reinventing the wheel. The problem is there's 3,100 counties and scant few of them feel that way. This is what the sheriffs in Virginia did to stop the gun control. The main one, Vaughn, was trained by Sheriff Mack. Was trained in this. You see the power of this? This is the link to America. Our founding fathers knew what they were doing. This was put into the Constitution for a reason. There were no police at the beginning of this country for a reason. There were none. Because they knew darn well they would just work for whoever gave them commands. A sheriff is accountable to the people directly. Directly. This is our solution. Believe me, they know this. Notice George Soros has been pumping a lot of money in sheriff's elections. Notice that, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, probably the major cities, you're probably barking up the wrong tree. Smaller counties and what have you, you got a chance. Not only have a chance, it's been done. Okay, you can do this. Get this you want to save America. People all the time ask me, they want to bitch and complain. And that there's a time for that, and we've done plenty of that, and we need to. But there's a time for action. Get this pamphlet. It's simple. It's short. I think we're selling it for like $2 or $3. I mean, that's about what we paid for it. Read it and share it with people you know. And let's get some momentum here. You want to save America? You want to save your county? This is how you tell me a better way to do it. I mean, Thomas in Florida, he's ready to have an insurrection. He's ready to have a revolution. I mean, we may be to that point at some point. We're not there. This is a much better solution. Anyway, all the other products at the Power Mall, you know them. The Pocket Constitution, this Sheriff Mack pamphlet, extremely important. 877-817-9829. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, Magnesium, Zinc, the different types of calcium, the Mother Earth Minerals. These are essential. If you're not detoxing with these products, if you're not nutrifying your body with these products, then how and where are you getting them? Because they're not in our food anymore. So there you go. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Our next guest, and we'll do some news with him stuff, is one of my absolute favorites. He is, he's just one of the greatest guests that we've ever had on here. And it stands for so much and means so much, his life and what he has done. He is one of the early members of the Black Panthers. He is a living example of activism. He has sacrificed. He has been set up. COINTELPRO has come after him full force. He has been jailed unjustly. He is a hero. I say I use that word sometimes maybe a little bit too much. Larry Pinkney is a hero, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pinkney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
My brother, thank you so very, very much. And let me tell you that all of us out there who are standing up for our republic, we are all heroes and sheroes. And I still say, as I say today, as I said back in the day, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. This is the U.S. Republic, and let's not forget it.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, that was
one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is this talk about Antifa. It's obviously been shown that they're you know, I mean, they may be an insurgency group, that they're being used that in America. And Twitter and social media has come out, not openly for them, but sympathetic statements. We've seen very liberal people be very sympathetic and say, well, Antifa just means anti-fascism, and fascism is bad. And here's a quote by a former Black Panther member, I think it was Frank Morgan, about how fascism is our real enemy. We got to stop fascism. So trying to get you to think, well, I guess Antifa is not that bad. Well, you're a former Black Panther member. That a lot of quotes from the early times have been used to support Antifa. You were there. Please set the record straight. What would Huey P. Newton think about Antifa?
Huey P. Newton, who I also knew personally, in my opinion, would be extremely angry, as would Brother Malcolm. Look, let's understand something. Let's understand what the deep state always does. What they do is they take good and they turn it into evil, and they take evil and they turn it into good. Antifa claims that they stand for anti-fascist. Well, excuse me, that's like the devil claiming that he is God. Antifa is fascist. Understand that. Antifa attacks old people, senior citizens, children, disabled people. Antifa does not stand for being against fascism. Antifa, and I call it Klantifa, that's K-L-A-N-Tifa, Antifa, Klantifa is fascist. Do not be confused, by these globalists and deep state. Do not be confused. We need to start telling folks, don't be confused, all right? And yes, as a former section leader in the Black Panther Party, yes, absolutely agree that fascism is bad, which is exactly why I despise Antifa.
You have you've been very vocal, obviously, for the better part of your adult life on many issues.
Yeah.
You've suffered for this. You're also in Minnesota, and which is the heart of the beginning, I guess, of kind of this George Floyd, whatever this is turning into. It started there in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We're hearing talk about now let's get rid of police, let's do it, whatever. You're right there on the ground. You're connected to a lot of what's going on. What is your perspective about Minnesota right now?
Well, not just Minnesota, but definitely as far as Minnesota and specifically Minneapolis. First of all, what we are dealing with, Daniel, what we are actually seeing are what I call parasitic political pimps and opportunists. Again, parasitic political pimps and opportunists. All right. There's a member of the Minneapolis City Council who actually came out in support of Antifa. Now, that's utterly irresponsible. He publicly, all right? This is an official, okay, on the Minneapolis City Council. That is outrageous, and in my humble opinion, it is not only seditious, it's downright stupid. This person, his name is Jeremiah Ellison. Does that last name Ellison ring a bell? It should.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is the son of Keith Ellison, who is the attorney general, quote unquote, for the state of Minnesota. So let's look at things as they really are. These people are seditious. They're using race, color, whatever they, race, color, gender, anything they can to keep us divided in fear. Okay, of one another. And it's not complicated, brothers and sisters. It's not complicated. Use your common sense. Please use your common sense. God gave you that. Use it. Go ahead, brother.
You know, there's what we talked about, the coronavirus, to where almost blue in the face and all the, just the lies surrounding it. If I could take one fact that I would want people to remember about coronavirus, it would be that the coronavirus is man-made. So no matter what you think, it's crystal clear the coronavirus is man-made. As I was studying, I know we've talked about this. I don't want you to say too much. But for me, with this George Floyd issue, the one thing that keeps sticking in my mind is George Floyd and Derek Chauvin is his name. They knew each other from the nightclub. They ran security together. Those facts just can't, there's too many coincidences in this life, or there's not coincidence, especially something this level. It just seems to me something's gone on here, and they've used this now to call for the basically remaking of the American judicial system.
Agreed. And this is nothing more than a ploy, okay? It's the same kind of ploy that the Third Reich, the Nazis of the Third Reich, used. Okay, it's the same thing. That's why I say they are the fascists. Now, with respect to George Floyd, first of all, George Floyd, what happened to him was nobody is denying that it was, in fact, horrific and utterly inexcusable. However, we're not talking about Martin Luther King Jr. We're not talking about Malcolm X, Huey P. Newton, Nelson Mandela. We're not talking about Let's not get too carried away here, all right? I have to say that it was deliberate and is deliberate on the part of the seditious, insidious, Democrat-controlled deep state news media to do. They're pushing a certain narrative. And the narrative is meant to dislodge the president and to destroy the country. That's what their narrative is all about. Right? Can anybody tell me why stealing a 38-inch color TV set or breaking into a pharmacy or attacking and breaking into the homes of senior citizens and disabled people? Huh? That's what they did. Okay? How's that helping or supporting George Floyd? Give
Great
me
question.
A break.
Great question.
Okay?
Let me ask you this. You know, we obviously see. I think the police have been out of control for years. They don't follow their oath. They're just following what they're told to do. They're executing the will of the municipality. We saw this with the coronavirus. They're the ones that when businesses wanted to reopen, who was there to shut them down? The police against the Bill of Rights. When people wanted to go to church, who was there to give them $500 fines? The police. If that offends the police, well, I'm sorry. That's the way it is. What am I supposed to do? Ignore it? Am I supposed to give them a pass because they're a nice guy? They're destroying the fabric of this country on a government level because they're denying our unalienable rights. So then therefore they become tyrants. Therefore they become anathema. Therefore they become destructive of America. And if that offends you, then be offended. Now I want to ask you, Larry Pinckney, you're obviously a black man because this is certainly black and white, what have you. How does it feel to be a black man in when your relationship, when you think of police, what do you think of?
Look, when I think of police, I think of any other paramilitary group, all right, or military.
Wow.
I have relatives. One was a major, former major in the Air Force. My father was a veteran in Korea, in the so-called Korean War. I mean, my granddaddy was in World War II. I mean, look, now, when I look at police, I try to say, always use your common sense, meaning to myself, all right? I don't have a badge and I don't have a gun, so I'm not going to act a fool. And if I did have a badge or a gun, I would not act a fool. All right? And people say, well, that person shouldn't have treated me that way. Well, maybe not. But do you want to stay alive, fool? Or do you want to, you know, act in such a fashion to give the excuse so you can be beaten or blown away or whatever? There are police who are very decent, good people. Hello? There are police who are very decent, good people. There are also some police who are exactly the opposite, okay? Because they're not following, as you said, Daniel, and I think this is a very important point, and I hope the audience really thinks about it. That is, follow your oath. Follow your oath. You don't follow these edicts from these parasitic political pimps. Follow your oath. You took an oath. Follow that oath. Okay? So that's what I think of when I think of the police.
They're talking reform, and I think we should have been talking about this a long time ago. I don't know where they're going to want this to go. I think that's the danger is, you know, what does that mean? They talk about a new era in public safety. We don't want public safety. We want public rights protected. We want rights protection. That's what we want. When you think of reform, one, do police need to be reformed, and what would you do to reform them?
Well, it's not the police so much that need to be reformed as it is the culture of the police that needs to be reformed.
The institution,
all right?
Kind of the institution.
Institution. Yes. Yes. You know, let's not be misled by these parasitical political pimps like Barack Obama and all the rest of them who throw out all this double talking nonsense. All right. The fact of the matter is that our whole society, we have flaws, we have weaknesses, but this is our republic. And what I see these people trying to do, and by these people, I'm talking about these political pimps like Al Sharpton, okay, one of many, okay, what I see them trying to do is to utterly destroy our union, to destroy our republic. And this is why I have such respect historically for Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, y'all, wasn't a Democrat, was a Republican. But okay, I'm not pushing party politics here, but I just want people to know their history. Lincoln did what he had to do, not because he was a little god, but as Lincoln himself said, because he wanted to preserve the Union. And back then, the Democrats attempted to destroy the Union, and here we are in the 21st century, and these insidious pieces of scum are yet again trying to destroy the Union using any and every tactic, okay, that they possibly can. But I believe we the people will prevail. I'm sure we will, because we're not going to go for the goats. Go ahead, brother. Sorry.
You don't ever apologize to me for talking, Larry. Don't ever apologize. I'm just trying to get a follow-up question. I'm thinking of our audience who's sitting at home. They are listening to this. They're trying to make sense of all this. I think it's quite clear, and you can express to them, I think what we're seeing in the George Floyd situation, it's not always as it appears to be. It's being used, and what's being used for, you know, like they want to make us feel guilty about being white now, or we're guilty because we don't bow down to black people and give them reparations for slavery or something. I mean, I don't know what is going to be. All of these things have been called for. What do the people who are sitting at home listening right now, what is the most important thing that they can know and as they go forward that they can do to help stop this you know, radicalization of our country?
Stay true to yourselves. Stay true to the goodness in your heart. But that doesn't mean that you must back down. Never give up and never back down. How dare someone get on their knees to some person of some other color or even of the same color. That is not only sacrilege, it's beyond despicable. I find it to be obscene. Obscene.
What do you make of Drew Brees' comment about talking about Colin Kaepernick kneeling in the NFL, saying it's never okay for me, for whatever reason, for somebody to disrespect the flag? What do you make of his statement there?
To me, I make of that. That to me is common sense. You don't disrespect the flag, period, because it is a symbol. Look, if somebody doesn't like the flag, that's their own personal B-I-Z. That's their own personal biz, their own personal business. But to come out publicly and to disrespect it, what you're doing is you are disrespecting all those who gave their lives, men and women, all those who gave their lives. And that includes black men and women, black men like the Tuskegee Airmen. Okay? Let's not forget the sacrifices of people like that. It disrespects all of us. All of us. And, you know, we should never back down, never apologize for loving our republic. Yes, we have flaws. I don't know of any country that doesn't. But we have strong ideals, and I would say to all of my brothers and sisters at home who are listening, be they black, white, brown, red, or yellow, stay true to yourselves. Stay true to your beliefs. They're going to call you any name they can. Why, they're going to call you racist. You know what? They're the racists. They're going to call you fascists. You know what? They're the fascists. Stay true to yourselves, to your beliefs, to your ideals. That's what I would say. And I mean this with all my heart and soul. I mean this. You know, I didn't just come on the scene. Well, forget that. The point is, I mean this.
There's a name that Lucifer is given in the Bible, several names, but one of them is Accuser of the Brethren. And when people, one of the tactics is that when you do something, if you accuse somebody else of doing it, it takes the attention off you. Well, you're a fascist. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a racist. When all along they're using all those tools, racial and fascism, to manipulate and get their will or get their way.
Mm-hmm.
They want
mm-hmm.
to change the culture. There's the music. Larry Pinkney, it went way too quick. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Absolute pleasure.
Love you, my brother. Stay strong and safe, and talk to you soon.
Stay there. Stay there between the breaks. Stay there, Larry, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Strong Lynn Wyeth on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something